Hi, and welcome to Do You Know BTS, where I, Chloe, a British army, tries to convince
me, Lorraine, to join the BTS fandom.
Today we are going to be discussing more Run BTS episodes 39 to 44. First, starting with episode 39, which is a two-parter, but it's separated with another episode. So we're just going to discuss episode 39 for now. And this is the episode where BTS play various games through a golden bell-like show. I didn't know what this show was, but I looked it up and it's a South Korean variety show. We guess which team we thought was going to win. And Lorraine, you guessed Jin's team and I guessed the other team. Did you just choose that one because, again, he's your bias?
Yeah, I do try to stick with that. Although, technically, Jin is the MC.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Jungkook starts as the MC, doesn't he? And then he switches with Jin.
Yeah, I know that Jungkook is saying that he'll give his computer. And I think that's why they say about him being MC.
I know that during this one, we struggled again with another Run episode to understand it, and I'm guessing it's because we're just not very familiar with the Korean variety show.
Yeah, I found it hard to keep up with some of them. I think that the first game that they played, there was one where they couldn't say yes and no, and I think out of all the games they played, this one was probably the easiest one to keep up with, although we kind of struggled with all of them.
I did find out of all the episodes that we discussing today, this was the one that I struggled with just understanding, really. I know there was a nonsense question game, or we think, and this was the one where we just couldn't figure it out at all. Another game they did play, though, which I think I did understand, because I can kind of recall them playing it before, and it's where they have to say their names very fast with the number said. I think that's how it is.
Yeah, I didn't really follow that one.
That's just me guessing again. I'm not too sure.
I only think I followed really the yes and no question game. And I only think I caught up with it a little bit because they were saying the answers and it wasn't yes and no. I remember there was one part where J-Hope said that he hasn't gone wrong. But then he answers with a question. And I think someone did say you can't answer with a question too.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that they weren't saying yes and no, and they went crazy when someone said a question. But it was quite chaotic, because I'm pretty sure Jin switched back to being the MC, and I think he was getting all like fired up with it. I think he was trying to create the energy. Mm. I think that's why I started kind of losing track of it, because he was really trying to get everyone going.
Overall, even though I did struggle to follow a lot of the games, I did enjoy like watching it, seeing them all having a good time, and they were really laughing, and like you said, they hyped up through this, and I think it was mostly down to Jin actually as an MC, and I see this a lot when he plays as the MC. He
I'm
always
not
brings
sure
so
that
much
is
energy.
Why they did put him back as the MC. Yeah, it was good. It was just a bit difficult to follow.
Yes, unfortunately. We're sorry, we don't have a lot of this one.
You could probably tell from why we're scraping things together of what we think happened, but we honestly watched it. You just wouldn't be able to tell.
On to episode 40. This is where BTS play a series of Korean New Year games, and the teams were V, Jin and Sugar versus J-Hope, Jimin, RM and Jungkook. Again, Lorraine, you guessed that Jin's team would win and I went for the other one. And I found these games a lot more easier to follow. The first game reminded me of a game similar to what we have here in England. It's got loads of different names, I think. I always think of it as like Peep Behind the Curtain, or
you said
Granny
behind
the curtain.
I say Red Light Green Light.
Yeah,
but and I'm sure there's another one.
Am I thinking of What's the Time, Mr. Wolf?
Yeah, that's
is that another one?
Of, but that is a bit different.
It's a bit different,
you have.
Yeah, and you have
to take that many steps towards them.
But it's sort of similar. They played slightly different, but the game what I'm familiar with is that you have to sneak up behind a person who's got their back to you.
Yeah.
And when that person turns around, you have to freeze and you can't move.
Yeah.
And the other people have to try and get to the point where they touch the back of that person who's not looking. I felt like there was a bit of a twist to what I was used to, and they had to keep getting into a bowing position, then standing. Every time they're moving forward, they can't just walk, they have to bow and move forward.
They
like they're bowing to the king.
Lower.
That's what I got from it anyway.
Yeah, the bowing thing was the thing. Well, going lower to the ground was the thing that was different to me anyway. And they were definitely doing something like that, because usually you wouldn't keep going down on the ground.
No,
you make it harder.
Yeah, make it harder for yourself. And Jungkook, he was getting into a lot of impressive positions, I thought. You would think that he was making it hard for himself, but he didn't get caught at all. Then there was RM, who just was not moving from his position. I think the other members were pretty much nearly there, and RM was still in his starting position, yeah, wasn't he?
So. There was one part when J-Hope was taking photos of the members when they were in these awkward positions. Can't remember who was taking a photo with now, but I remember him getting right underneath the other member, taking a funny picture of them. I think this is just classic J-Hope, really. Mm. Jin, he also had a few awkward positions, I think. And I'm sure that one of the times when he's like bowed down, he says that all the blood is rushing to his head and he looks really red, I think, in the face and the eyes.
I think that the only member who played as this like king role behind the curtain who was close to catching someone was Jungkook. When all the members ran, he was very, very close to catching Sugar. He practically had to bend his back not to be caught. But apart from that, no one else was very close to catching any of the members. I thought this was a very fun game to watch. I did enjoy watching this game. Another game they played was this one, which I thought looked quite dangerous, where they had to blow out candles by waving their jacket in front of a whole row of lit candles. Yeah. If these are like Korean New Year games, can you imagine playing that in your house?
No, definitely candles. I wouldn't want anyone playing with fire in the house. I was never a big fan of candles, so I always think they're a bit dangerous anyway. But to have a whole row of them lit up and someone purposely trying to wave them down, and I'm talking just, I was worried about the ones in the jars.
I thought J-Hope was funny because he says the trick is to not flap too much, but yeah, he did the worst out of all of them. I think he only got 9 candles out.
He said that the slow technique would work. Well, I didn't think that myself when he said it. I could see us out of the box thinking. But yeah, I didn't think that would work.
Some members literally jumped up into the air and came down with their jacket.
I think you need just the biggest gust. I know that another person who didn't do that well, though, which surprised me, was Jungkook. I think he only got 11. I think it was Jin's team who did really well because they all got like over 16. I think some of them got 22.
The last game they played was my favourite to watch. The members had to throw slinkies into a wooden tube. I think they had to throw another object in too.
Well, I wrote down a slinky, a ball and an arrow.
It was. I know they did have to throw other things as well.
I would just say we did watch this episode a few weeks ago.
Yeah, we did.
Which never does us justice because we've only got the notes, but sometimes I can't make heads or tails of my notes. An arrow doesn't sound right. The thing I remember most is the slinky, because that's the thing that was used
the slinky was the main
thing
they were throwing. Pretty much every member did throw the slinky. I can only remember the other objects being thrown maybe once or twice.
Yeah, that's why I had the slinky in my head the most.
RM and V, I think they were both very good at this.
Yeah,
they were the ones that made it to the final. Jimin says that he thinks the technique is not to try too hard, so he threw the slinky in a very lazy way and it actually got in. Was Jungkook particularly good at this or not?
I know that he misses. I'm not sure if it's on his first time, but everyone seems really disappointed, and I think it's because they obviously expect
that's what I thought. I can't help but think that Jungkook, like always, looked quite frustrated with himself, like he always wants to do well.
I don't think he actually did do very well in this game. He wasn't one of the members who stood out to me anyway, not that I remember. Jin is kind of doing crazy stuff in it. He's standing really weirdly, and I'm sure that he's waving it around really madly at one point, the slinky. I always hope Jin will win at things, but I kind of picture this is how he is when he plays.
I didn't picture V and RM making it to the final, though, the two last members of this game. I think if I had to guess, I wouldn't have picked those two.
I wouldn't have picked RM. Yeah, I think V, he really did stand out when he was doing it.
He was good, he was very good.
And he seemed very relaxed when he was doing it. I think RM, I think everyone was just surprised.
And then at the very end of the episode, the members took 30 minutes to write a New Year's message to the army. I remember you making a comment on this, Lorraine, when we were watching it, being surprised it took 30 minutes.
Well, especially because they had a tiny little scroll.
Yeah, some of them just looked like they had a few words on the page. But overall, I really enjoyed this episode because I found it a lot easier to follow, especially after watching the first game.
These games were also different. Obviously, not any games that we've ever played. I've never played that candle game.
No.
But because they were simple, it's really easy to keep up with them, and so I think that's what was good.
Now on to episode 41, which is the part 2 episode of episode 39. This starts with Jin drawing, and the other members have to guess what he's drawing. And I found this really hard to guess. I was trying to play along with it and I could not get any of Jin's drawings.
No, I wasn't sure whether he was doing that thing where, you know, when someone tries to do a drawing that, and it's not the actual drawing, but it's something that...
Oh, linked to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Like, do you remember that episode of The Big Bang Theory when Sheldon was doing that game and he was making it
extra harder
than it needed to be?
Yeah, I thought that. I'm not sure if he was doing that with some of the things, but I just found it really hard to guess. But the other members, they weren't too bad at this at all. I think that Jonggu and Sugar guessed a lot of them right.
Yeah, I think overall both teams got 5 points each. It did seem to go on a while, this drawing thing, though,
I did think. Yeah, I remember you saying he's drawing loads.
I wasn't sure how many drawings he was going to do. I did like the game. I did think it was interesting. It's just I sometimes find it a little easier if I can connect myself with, like, being able to guess what it might be myself.
Yeah, sort of play along as well.
Yeah, but I didn't feel like I could play along because I didn't feel like I knew anything. The next game they played was the flag game. In this, Jin had to give orders and the members from each team had a blue and a white flag. So if he said, like, blue flag up or something, they'd have to put that up. But they had to do it, like, instantaneously, really, really fast. And I just know that RM was really, really good at it.
Yeah, he was very good at this game. I think he lasted all the way through.
I think the other team members
had to take him on. And then the final game was my favourite game of this episode. I know it's a very popular episode with the army because of this game. It's the one where the members have to wear headphones and they have to pass down a word to each other and guess what they're saying by reading their lips.
Yeah, it has to make it to Jin, right? And then he has to say the word.
A bit like Chinese whispers.
Yes. Yeah.
And what I thought was really funny with this game was whenever a member mouthed the wrong thing to Jin, he actually guessed it right.
Yeah, and a lot of the times.
Yeah, and this seemed to be the main times that Jin actually got it right when it was mouthed wrong to him. Jimin, he wasn't particularly good at this game.
No, he kind of struggled a bit with it.
And I think some of the members were getting a bit frustrated because they kept wanting to move him.
I'm sure someone even says to him, though, that you gave Jin the wrong words and he still got them right.
Yeah. RM was very determined to do well with this game and V's trying to get what RM's saying. He's really trying to read his lips and RM just turns his back on him when V's still trying to guess what he's saying. And V's face is just really funny when he turns his back because he just looks a bit lost. But I think V was the other member who a lot of the members were saying struggled a little bit.
Yeah, he struggled a lot and he actually got moved to the front of the line. Yeah. But then later on, I think they switch him back.
Yeah.
But the backup line, I actually thought he was doing better when he was at the front of the line.
There was another part too where J-Hope, he goes to use body actions. RM is very quick to tell him off. And of course, J-Hope's got the headphones on, so he doesn't know why he's getting told off and he just looks so confused.
And I don't think J-Hope's doing that in like a cheating way. Like, he's one of those people who remind me of someone who does actions when they talk.
He generally looks lost.
I did really enjoy this game. I thought it was really good. I thought Jin did really well in it, considering. I think it's really hard in general. Like, I find it difficult reading lips, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know how I would do on this game. Overall, RM wins the laptop because his team win and then they do... What do they do to determine? Is it rock, paper, scissors again?
I'm assuming it is. I can't remember now.
But yeah, he wins the laptop in the end. I think the other team also have to do rock, paper, scissors to find out which member's doing the forfeit. And it turns out to be Sugar, and his forfeit is to go into the sea. Also, at the end of this episode, Sugar does another forfeit. He seems to be getting lots of forfeits lately, Sugar. And his forfeit that he has to do is to read a book report, which is a forfeit he ended up getting from a previous run episode.
Yeah.
Now on to episode 42. This is where BTS compete in obstacle course. And at the start, both Lorraine and I guessed that Jonggu was going to win this. And my main reason behind it is because I thought that an obstacle course really would suit Jonggu. I thought he'd be really good in the course.
I thought it'd be like a physical thing. Yeah. With his strength or something, pulling them up over things.
But I did forget the little challenge they did at the start. I couldn't actually remember that myself. And that was the members had to go on this bike and while cycling they had to count money. And
which is an odd combination.
Very
again.
Odd combination. Jin, he was very good at this. He counted all the money right and he actually won on his
He finished
team.
First with the right amount of money too.
I felt sorry for J-Hope because he was getting very flustered during this and he ended up dropping all of his money, and I think all the members were putting him off because he was trying to count and they were shouting numbers at him. But J-Hope was actually allowed to redo it again, his count him.
I think he still came last though.
Yeah, he still didn't get it. Jungkook, he didn't actually get this, did he?
Well, he had to recount his money. When he was on the bike, he lost count. Can't remember if someone distracted him or something, but I think that's what made him really fall behind then.
And I remember RM saying that he was just going to go with instinct. I know he was counting it to start with, but then I remember him saying that, and it looked almost like he had decided he was going to stop counting and just guess, but he got it right, so I don't know whether he did count. And he just threw that sentence out there.
He is very clever anyway.
Yeah,
so.
I can see it, to be honest.
But yeah, he did a good job, but I was most impressed by Jin.
Then with the obstacle itself, Jungkook was the first to go and he was very impressive. He did the course in like 2 minutes. I'm not sure if it was just over 2 minutes, but I was just really impressed.
It was all in the air, which I would be put off by. And there was ropes, bridges, a wall climbing bit. Did they have to get in a bucket?
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
And then at the end, they had the kind of free fall, you could say, down.
Yeah. And it was the wall part that shocked me because he
like
barely...
a spider.
Yeah, he was like a spider. He got across so quickly. He literally flew around the course.
That was kind of what I was expecting.
Sugar was more nervous than I thought. I didn't think he would be as nervous, but he said he was quite scared when he was going round. But he did okay time. I didn't actually get down their individual times, I know he wasn't at
the very
bottom.
I kind of just picked out who I thought really stood out to me of doing well or not so well. I think Jimin for me stood out as doing really well too.
He came second.
Yeah, and I was actually kind of surprised by this. Well, surprised and not surprised. I just didn't think of him doing the physical activity, but then I always think Jimin does give everything a really good try.
Yeah.
And I think he seemed really determined.
I thought the same thing because I remember the member saying, Jimin, you're the only one who stands a chance of beating Jungkook. And I remember at the time being a little surprised by this. But then when you think of the other members, it makes sense. Because you have Jin and J-Hope who are just terrified. Yeah. RM, obviously.
Who always kind of think isn't going to do so well with physical stuff.
Yeah. And then V, he's really scared of heights. And this came across as well during this.
Yeah.
I think at the end when they do that free fall part, he was the member who really hesitated on the drop. And he did pretty well all the way round. But this is where he kind of lost time.
Yeah. I know later on there's another thing they do after this obstacle course where jumping
from
something high and V is quite scared.
Yeah. So I think he was another member who was particularly scared. So thinking of that, Jimin is his only competition, really. And he does do really well.
And I think Jin does the worst.
Jin is so funny during this, though.
You mean? The whole time. You can definitely see he's struggling quite a bit. Sometimes with Jin, though, I never know is some of it added on or not. Can someone really be this much when it comes to activities? But I love watching him.
Funny.
Yeah, he's classically funny, and I wouldn't want him to be any other way.
He's just an entertainer in himself.
Yeah,
I think.
Definitely.
I know he says about wanting to make people laugh when watching it, and he definitely does that. J-Hope also was how I expected him to be.
He's quite slow.
And also quite scared. RM was okay as well. I think RM was a bit like Sugar.
Yeah, I didn't really note anything down about RM. I think he might have been just in the middle.
Then after this, they had to do that thing what you mentioned where they had to jump
from a platform to a bag.
Yeah.
In the air. Punching bag hanging in the air, would you say?
Yeah.
And they have to jump and grab it. They also have to shout a phrase, actually.
Oh, yeah, because Jungkook, he does his.
He
gets on it.
To shout the phrase.
Yeah.
Although I don't know how he managed that. I mean, the jumping part's the hardest part.
And also, Jungkook and Jimin, you can decide whether to have the beam further away from you to make the jump harder. And those two members had it on the furthest point, and they both made it. And V was the only one who didn't actually make it. He was so scared he barely actually jumps, he just kind of falls. And then overall, J-Hope loses and Jimin is the winner. Again, with the boards, I sometimes get thrown by the leaderboards at the end, and I was surprised about where Jungkook rated on the board.
Yeah.
I think he was kind of far down. But thinking about it now, if his phrase didn't count, because we weren't sure whether it counted or not.
Yeah, I don't think it did, to be honest. Mm. Well, technically it shouldn't anyway, because I mean the whole part of it was to say the phrase as well, and everyone else did say their phrase.
Taking that into consideration, it makes more sense, because he didn't get the money either at the start with the very first challenge.
But I was happy to see Jimin win, because I think he did really well in all of the events.
Very well, he
tried really hard, so I was glad that he came out on top really. And I think J-Hope's punishment was, I put he wears a water hat.
Yeah, it was a very quick bit of a simple punishment.
Yeah,
really.
Some of these punishments they do, I always find to be a bit unusual, never really what you're expecting.
Some punishments are taken very seriously, like the mountain climbing. We've been hearing about this climbing the mountain through a good few episodes now. And at this point, we still haven't seen it. And then there's other forfeits where you just wear water hats.
Yeah, it's over very quickly, very suddenly. But I did really like this episode. I really, really enjoyed it.
Me too. I like that it was focusing on each individual member so you could keep up with what they were doing. I like run episodes like this where it's not too
chaotic.
Yeah, you can really follow every member. Now on to episode 43. This is also in two parts. This is where the members play games that test their senses. And at the start, we guessed which member would win this again, and I guessed Sugar. The reason why I went for Sugar is I just...
He's your bias.
No, one of the main reasons why I thought this is because I had memory of watching the one with the touch, with the senses, with the touch sense, because I showed Lorraine this episode during the Jin-focused episode, and I could just remember Sugar... just going for it and not being like scared or anything. So I thought perhaps he'd be like that all the way through and do quite well. So that's why I guess Sugar.
I went for Jin, not because I thought he'd win, just because I want to stick with my bias. Although sometimes I feel like that isn't working out for me. I just always feel like I shouldn't always go against him.
Before this episode started, though, we see Sugar doing one of his many forfeits, and it's the one where he has to run into the sea. But instead, I think he was saying that it was just too cold. I think he said it was like in the minus. And so instead, they just allowed him to just put a foot in a little puddle.
Yeah, well, I kind of missed that part. I just saw him running around on the rocks. I wasn't really sure what actually was going on for a moment.
But during the episode, he's also doing another forfeit where he's wearing an RJ costume, something else that he had to do. Losing from a previous episode, and I think that Sugar looks really cute in this RJ outfit. But all the members are complaining that his head keeps getting in the way. It's too big.
Well, last time he wore a suit, was it a chimmy?
Chimmy one.
That seemed awkward, like it was in the way too. Although this didn't seem as much like it was posing a problem for him personally.
No, I think it was just annoying the other members. The first game they had to do was to test their touch. I thought Jin and J-Hope in particular were hilarious drawing this, especially Jin, how he's just screaming and flapping his hand in the box and he's not even touching what's in there.
He hardly touches it. I think one of his first boxes had rubber snakes in, and that really threw him straight away, those toy snakes. But for me, personally, I would be thinking that they wouldn't put anything dangerous in there. So logically, even like, I know that what probably why he's screaming is and is a bit afraid is because you don't know, it's the unknown. Like, you know, you're putting your hand in something, you just don't know what it could be. But logically, I'd be thinking it can't be nothing too bad because they wouldn't do that to him. But I think logic's gone out the window with him. One of his boxes has got, like, water in, doesn't it? And he's going crazy at just the fingertip touches it.
There's, like, something live in
there. Yeah, well, they keep asking that. Lots of members ask that.
Yeah.
And I think when it's Jimin, he's first. And I think one of his first boxes is, like, straw or something, isn't it? And he's trying to make out it's moving. So he's trying to scare them already.
Yeah, I think all the members are winding each other up during this challenge. Even RM's a bit wary, which surprised me.
Two members do the same stuff in the box and then they switch it after that, and two members do stuff of the same in again. I suppose that makes sense then, all of them having the exact same things in.
I was struggling to work out what was in half of the boxes, and I could actually see the boxes.
Well, some of them did have live things in. Was it V he held some kind of worm. I remember J-Hope, he was quite afraid, and then when he got to the last box, and it was like, it's definitely seaweed, and I think he said he wasn't that afraid, like, because he thought he would be doing it, and then they showed a flashback of him screaming at the beginning.
He said that he could recognise the smell of the seaweed because his dad had, like, used to make it
5 times a week, yeah, or something. I thought he had a really good way of figuring things out, and I think he said after that he was quite confident that he had got a lot of his things right. I can't remember what was in the other boxes because they obviously switched them all out and stuff. I'm sure someone had some kind of mixed fruit though as well.
Yeah, I think that was Jungkook.
But I think Jungkook was really impressive because he was very focused. He wasn't squirmish at all like any of the others. Kind of what I was expecting from him, really. And Sugar, like you said, he was also one not to be afraid.
Yeah, but it was funny because Sugar follows after Jin and they're just completely different. The next game was to test their hearing, and one member was blindfolded.
And all the others had to stand around. They can move wherever, but then once they moved into a spot, they had to stay in that spot. And then when the member who was blindfolded was ready, they'd count down, and then everyone had to shout ARMY all together, and that blindfolded member had to find one specific member.
And I was just really surprised at how good the majority of the members were this game.
Yeah, Jungkook was first, and I couldn't believe it when he got it right, and he was really, really good. He kind of knew almost right away. He knew where Sugar was right away, and he was finding Jin, and it didn't take him very long to figure out was him.
I think the only members who failed, I know that Jin and J-Hope failed because
Jin
was happy when J-Hope failed because he didn't want to be the only member. And I wasn't sure about Jimin. Did he pass or did he fail?
Jimin passed. Oh. He had to get RM. I'm not sure if he was the last person to go, but I remember he had to get RM because he walked through the middle of him and V. And then when he came back, I wasn't sure where exactly he was going to go. And I think they weren't sure either, but he did get RM.
Oh, that was the other member who failed. It was V, because he went to Jimin, I think, because they were saying he found his soulmate, wasn't the member he was supposed to go to.
Yeah, three of them failed. Yeah, Jin, J-Hope and V. Although J-Hope, I didn't know which way it was going to go, because he seemed like a little on track at 1 minute. Like, he was looking for Jimin, and he kept saying he was on his left, and he was kind of pointing in the right area, I thought. And then he changed in his mind, and then he didn't know where the front was.
J-Hope was just making me laugh so much during this.
And he was calling everyone, like, saying, this is definitely, like, Rat Monster on this side, but it wasn't.
Wrong.
And then naming every other member apart from the member that was. But I didn't know, for a minute, I actually thought he was going to get it, but
I think J-Hope was confusing himself, because he was the member who took the longest.
Yeah, everything he was saying was so confusing, but at the same time, you just weren't sure.
Like you said, him not even knowing what way he was standing at the end.
Yeah, he didn't. He was really debating that for quite some time, if he's facing forward. But he actually goes to, I think, where Jin's standing.
Sugar did very well. He got his member very quickly.
I actually thought that this was really interesting, though, to watch. Like, actually, both of this episode and the next episode, which is the testing the senses, are probably my two favourite episodes we saw today.
Me too.
Because I just think it was really interesting.
Again, focusing on individual members as well, so it was easy to follow.
I honestly just didn't know how to get it, because when the members were shouting ARMY to, they were doing it so they were changing, like, they were doing high voices and then low voices.
Yeah.
And still people were getting it right.
The next game was to test their sense of smell. And I was also surprised with this game as well, how well the members did. Because
and what you had to do.
Yeah.
I thought it was just smelling food, but you had to smell a member too. Sniff out which member was holding the food.
And a lot of the time they were saying that there was no smell, like when they were smelling the members. But they still guessed it a lot of the time.
Again, Jungkook went first and he was really impressive.
Oh, so
good. As soon as he said Jin and it was Jin holding it, I was shocked, absolutely shocked that he had got it.
It was making me laugh too, because it kept going to individual members' faces to get their reactions.
It was just really shocking. And Jungkook, he had white chocolate and he said it smelled quite sweet. And I do think chocolate has a sweet smell to it. But it was just really weird because he narrowed it right down to white chocolate. chocolate too. Yeah. First of all, he's saying it was cake, then he's changing it to chocolate, and then there's like the white kind, and it was just weird how he just pinned it down so much, and I was just really impressed with him. I just couldn't believe it.
Way he was getting to white though, didn't he say something like, not the dark one, yeah, the other one, yeah, like he just couldn't get it, and then he got it.
Yeah, it was just really shocking. He was like some kind of hound dog with that yeah, sense of smell. He was really impressing me through all of this. Like, he definitely has good senses, no doubt about it. I was also really shocked with Jin. He had sugar holding lettuce, and I said to Chloe myself that lettuce I think would be really hard. I can't even think of the smell lettuce has, a leafy smell, but I'm not sure. But even so, I don't think I could ever sniff out lettuce, and he got it right. And I think with sugar, he was trying to kind of throw Jin off because he was doing the role as like the MC talking, and he kept moving like to his place and then to where his hand was, and I think he was trying to throw Jin off, and I was surprised that Jin got him. I was really, really shocked about that.
But RM also got sugar, but when he was smelling sugar, he mentioned a perfume.
Yeah, he
and
did.
That was the only smell that the members mentioned that was different. And I'm just wondering now, was some kind of perfume or clone or something giving sugar away?
Maybe.
Because he was also guessed by RM.
Again, like the last game, I just really liked this. I liked how all the members got their turn at, you know, picking out what they were supposed to get and seeing how many of them got it right, and just being so shocked that, well, they must know the other members quite well to be able to smell them out.
That's what I also liked about seeing this. It's just showing us even more how close they are.
Yeah, it's like it's not just a test of the senses, it's a test of how well the members know each other.
Now on to episode 44, which is part two. First game they're doing is to test their sight. With this game, they have to look at a picture, and there's a number of items all jumbled together, and you have to
name everything
in that picture. And this was a very hectic game.
Yeah,
this was the opposite of what we were saying, where it's focusing on individual members.
Yeah, it was basically you just had to shout out your name, and if you shouted out first, you could have a go at answering it. And it was for this reason why, even though I did really still enjoy the game, out of all the senses tests that they did, this was probably my least favourite.
Yeah,
because I just found it hard to follow who was getting it right and who was getting it wrong. And I just feel like it's better if they all get their fair chance at having a go at shouting it out.
Well, I think RM was getting put off with this as well, because he gives up halfway.
Goes to sit at the back wall, almost like he's sulking back there. Yeah. But he does come back for the game. Although I don't hear him do many guesses afterwards.
No, well, I wasn't sure. Like we were saying, it was hard to work out who was getting what, but I wasn't sure whether when RM came back to join them, he was quiet for a good while, because I was actually looking at RM, and I wasn't sure if he actually guessed it right in the end, but I might be wrong with that because it was quite hard to follow. But he did take a couple of guesses after he came back.
Yeah, I know that Jin, he was really like wanting to do well in this game, or just wanting to shout things out anyway, because he was one of the members I thought really standing out to me, shouting constantly all the time.
But
he didn't do well, he didn't get anything right.
I didn't think he got anything. But it was so hectic because they were all shouting out at the same time. They were pushing each other. They were fighting to get a better look.
Well, it started off, that they had to be so far back from the picture. And then they were allowed to run up to the picture. And then they were literally standing at the picture discussing it. And then it went all the way to the back wall, and it was a charge to the picture. Yeah. But that's what I mean. It was just everything was going on, and you just couldn't really tell. I did think the idea of the game was really good, because I didn't know like what they would do for the site, for instance. And I think it's a good idea, seeing what's there. I found it really hard to...
I found it harder than I thought I would. I think it was more helpful when we saw the full picture on screen. We were looking, obviously, from the corner.
Yeah.
But the first picture, I didn't get anything from the first one that came up.
Well, most of them, I only got like three. And I'm sure there's like five to seven or something.
About 2 to 3 images I got. There was one particular picture that the members really struggled with.
Yeah, there was one that went on a very long time.
And then the last game they did was to test their taste. I found this an interesting game as well. J-Hope was first, and he had to guess the flavours in some
the
sushi.
Ingredients.
Oh, is it the ingredients?
Yeah. Sure, they said that he had to name 7 ingredients. And I actually know that him and Jin both had something similar like this, because Jin also had a sandwich, and he had to name, I think it was 5 ingredients. And I think that these two were given the hardest of it, to pick out that many ingredients.
Yeah, I thought the same.
Especially like when you take a bite of something, everything gets mixed up in there. Mm-hmm. It's like really difficult. And I'm thinking with Jin, maybe it was because obviously with Lee Jin, they're thinking he might have food experience, so I can understand why they're challenging him a bit. And also actually Jin seemed quite confident in himself, although he got it wrong. But I did think J-Hope had a really hard one. I just think it was quite hard.
It was, because a lot of the other members had a choice between either A or B.
Yeah.
So it was a 50-50 anyway. Yeah,
they just had to pick out a few options, like a different flavour of something.
I know that B had to taste two different lots of water and pick out which one was from Jeju Island.
Yeah.
And I think if you're not sure, you could still potentially 50-50, get it right.
Really?
Yeah.
And actually, Jin also got this right, and he was very happy with himself. Yeah. He was saying when V was tasting it, that there was a distinct difference. He was certain of it. And then afterwards, they told Jin to taste it. Although everyone was grabbing the cups. I wasn't sure at one point how they were going to get them back to order.
I know. I think Sugar says at the start, try it before even...
Yeah, and then could try. It's not fair because it might tamper with the taste. I can't remember if it was RM who said that, but I know someone says not before him, basically. Then Jungkook, he had also drinks. He had to, like, name... Was it, like, lemon, lime and grape?
I think so, and I actually thought this was quite easy too.
Yeah, because
I reckon I'll be able to get that.
Well, it was easier than some of the others, I think. And RM, he was very quick with his. He also had a drink thing, and he just had to say which drink was which flavour or something, maybe.
Yeah, a little similar to like what V had to do.
And he got his right. And Jungkook got his right.
Sugar, he had to guess which one was instant rice.
Like microwavable rice.
And he says, just to give him a little bit, J-Hope was feeding him and the spoonfuls just got bigger and bigger.
The other members were saying that, like, Sugar, well, confident he should get this right because of, obviously, his cooking experience. And rice is obviously a food that they cook all the time.
I mean, think it goes one member everything. Says that you can smell the microwave with Jimin.
He also had a flavour thing.
Yeah.
He had some kind of food, but I don't know what it was.
No, I'm not too sure what it was
Sticky
either.
Sticky food. I think him and Jim made some kind of agreement. Was it because they were both in last place or
something?
Yeah,
I think that was it.
I think they were meant to both be in last, and for the punishment, Jim would take it by himself if Jimin got this correct.
Yeah, Jimin, he takes a little while to decide. I think he's getting confused with which one he had. But in the end, he does get right, and Jin is left with the forfeit, and his forfeit is to pack for lunch for RM and V, who are climbing this mountain.
I thought it was a worse punishment, because he was really like on the floor at one point over this. The only thing he has to really do that's difficult about is wake up early to do it. We actually see him afterwards.
Yeah, we finally see the mountain climb.
And after Jim finishes preparing the lunch, he says he's going back to bed, so I assume it's pretty early. And also, when they're on the mountain, they see the sunrise.
Yeah, and V looks particularly tired when he's climbing out of the car before going up the mountain.
And I said to Chloe myself that it doesn't seem like much of a punishment, because I pictured them, like, abseiling up, like a difficult way, but they just walk up a slopey mountain, and they get to the top, they set up their lunch, and they watch the sunrise. And even V says himself, it doesn't feel like a punishment. Punishment. The only thing about it that seemed like a punishment was the cold weather.
Yeah, because they're really wrapped up. It must have been winter.
Yeah, it must have been.
It's something I would actually like to do.
Exactly, yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm surprised. But it was good to finally see them doing it, because I did keep saying to Chloe, did we miss it? Because it had been quite a while now since this was proposed, the mountain thing.
And just the fact that they just kept bringing it up all the time and we still hadn't seen it.
But the overall winner of the senses was unsurprisingly Jungkook, which after watching like the first two challenges, I was thinking he's definitely going to win.
I don't think he really failed with anything, did he? I know that the sight one, it was a bit free fall. I think he may have got some.
And as Jungkook's prize, he wins some fruit, which I think is a really unusual reward as well.
Yeah, I don't know whether he was secretly a little disappointed with this.
Because it wasn't what I was expecting him to get.
It was a bit of a late reaction.
And it came in a box too. Like, it's not what you would expect. I suppose a victory is a victory, nevertheless. But yeah, definitely, like I said earlier on, this two-parter of the senses was my favourite of the runs that we saw today. I just really liked seeing what the outcome was going
to
be.
Yeah, me too. And Lorraine and I plan to test our senses now. Like BTS, Lorraine and I have decided to test our own senses to see how we do. And so the first one we're going to start with is taste. And we've selected 4 different types of food. One will be branded and the other one isn't branded, a cheaper version. So we've got crisps, just a cheap ready salted, is a Tesco brand. If you're not from the UK, that's just a big, very well-known supermarket here. And then Walker's crisps, which is branded. Then we went for Jaffa Cakes, branded, and then a Tesco brand. Milky Ways, and what's the non-branded Milky Way called?
Cosmic Whip.
Oh, Cosmic Whip.
It's from Tesco as well.
Another Tesco brand. And then we've got Heinz ketchup, and then just a Tesco's ketchup.
We both shopped at Tesco.
Yeah.
I was going to go further up, but then when it came to it, I went to Tesco. It's
easier just go to Tesco. What do you want to start with, or do you not mind?
I don't mind.
See what you grab first, I suppose.
I'm blindfolded.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Lorraine's picked a Jaffa cake.
Should I sample both and then guess?
I think so.
So we'll call this A. A is non-branded and B is the proper one, the branded one.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, so this is plate the next A. One. Plate A. Crisp. Okay.
Now for sample B.
That's trickier. Actually, don't taste too different.
Really?
Can I try A again?
Yep. I've actually got food prepared.
I'm going to go for A as the branded Walker's crisp and B as the non-branded.
Yes, you're right.
But that was a bit more trickier. The Jaffa Cake one I actually thought was really easy.
Okay, so the next one, going for the Milky Bar.
I think A is non-branded and B is branded.
That's actually wrong.
Is it?
Yeah, the first one you had is the proper Milky Way.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. So the last one, we've got the ketchup. Oh my god, you can really smell the tomato ketchup. Oh blimey, it does squirt out.
I told you that. I'm not looking forward to eating this.
I know, yeah.
Ugh,
tangy. I think I'm going to be the same. I like tomato ketchup by itself.
Oh. Okay, I think A is non-branded and B is branded.
Yeah, that's right. So you've got... You did well. You got three out of four.
And now it's Chloe's turn to take the test. So I've prepared the food and she's blindfolded.
And I really hope I do well on this because this is the only one I'm like confident with.
So plate A.
Mm-hmm.
And sample B.
This is the proper one.
B.
Proper Jaffa cake.
And A, you're saying it's non-branded. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
That was easy, that one.
That's the one I found the easiest.
You can tell straight away the first bite.
The real one is much more soft.
This is the Milky Ways.
The Milky Way, yeah.
This one is the proper Milky Way.
So you're saying A is non-branded and B is branded.
Yeah.
That's correct.
This, I think I'm going to struggle with the crisps.
Do you need another or is one enough?
I'll try the other one first and see.
Okay, that's A. Sample B. I don't think they tasted that different.
That one's definitely more salty. That one's really salty. Can I try the first one again? I prefer this one because it's less salty.
Maybe just got one less salty crisp.
I don't eat a lot of crisps, so I'm not too sure. But I prefer that one. Can I try the other one again in case I just picked a really salty crisp? I've already got confused, but that one I've just eaten is not Walker's.
That's correct. The last one you had, that was non-branded. And the one before that, the less salty one.
Yeah, that was the one I preferred. So I just thought maybe...
I would have thought the opposite. I would have thought that Walkers could afford more salt.
True. They keep trying to cut back on their salt, don't they, Walkers? I'm not sure.
I don't eat that many crisps.
No, me either.
If I do have crisps, they're not usually the plain Walkers crisps.
No, me either. Pretty much guesswork.
The last one is ketchup.
Don't know whether I get this one right, but you said that the unbranded was very tangy when you tried it.
Did I?
Yeah. Although, that's really tangy.
Although, to be honest, I did think they both had a bit of a kick.
You're only going to give me a little bit here.
The trick is remembering which one you've done. Okay, if Chloe gets this, then she's beat me on this round.
I'm scared I'm going to drop some because when I handed it to you, there was a time it was so close to dropping.
Right, you ready? I'm going to give you a bit, but you might need more to get a full taste.
Okay, I recognise that.
That's
and
A.
I have never tried the unbranded tomato ketchup.
And this is B.
So I'm hoping this is unfamiliar taste, this one. is not... Not branded.
That's right. Is it really that tangy then?
Yeah, really tangy.
I thought they were both a little tangy, but yeah, I must have thought that one was more tangy. That makes sense. More tomatoes used or something, I guess. Yeah,
it must be.
So you got 4 for 4.
Yay, I'm glad about that.
But Chloe did say that she did think she would do well on the
this
taste.
This is about the only one I can see myself doing well on. Maybe the picture, the sight, maybe, depending on what we go for. I think I'm going to be terrible on the sound. The touch, I can't see me doing well
I'm
on.
I'm hoping I'll do it on touch, but it depends what you've picked.
I think my best senses are my sight and my taste. I'm not sure about the others.
I think all my senses are rubbish. I mean, they're all a little off.
We're now moving on to the touch test. So I've put an item in a bowl and it's covered with a towel. And Lorraine's going to try and guess what it is.
Oh, small. Not many of them, no clue.
No, there's not many.
Is that on purpose to make it hard or what? That's really difficult. It's something very, very small. It's not anything I can break by really pressing it, is it?
No.
If I had to guess, even though this is a long shot because it's not relatable to me, I think it's a back of earrings.
You're right.
When I first put my hand in and I felt something tiny and hard, I first thought like rice or like a grain, but it was felt too solid.
Oh,
and
damn,
then
I was hoping you weren't going to get that one.
The shape of it has got a very distinct shape on the back of an earring. That's interesting.
Okay, so got the next item now.
Ooh. It's got to be a necklace. It's a really big necklace or locket or compass. I say a necklace.
It's a pocket watch.
Well, I should have thought about it for a second longer. I think I could have got there if I didn't jump the gun.
I was sure if you pressed it open.
It did cross my mind a pocket watch, but when I said compass, that's what I was thinking. Oh. Not compass, I meant pocket watch, because I bought my dad one once.
Oh,
I should have just slowed down. I'm not going to hastily guess next time. I must have got too confident after the earrings.
Okay, the next item, I actually forgot we were choosing 3 items, so I've only just selected this one, and it just fits in the bowl.
Oh, God. This is some kind of clothes. It's a material. It's too hard to guess because it's too...
Well, if you want to take it out of the bowl and keep it covered...
It's definitely some kind of material. All I know is it's fabric. Is it a tea towel?
It's not a tea towel. It is a head towel.
Oh, very close to tea towel. She was sure it wasn't like a top or anything. It was just edgy.
Yeah.
And I couldn't think like a face cloth or what it could be. I just could not picture. And then I just thought it must be like a small towel. A small tea towel. I only got 1 out of 3. Now it's Chloe's turn. So I've put my first item in the bowl for her. I think that you will get this.
Yeah, I think I might already know what it is. Are they... Well, you've put a few in there, but I think they're cotton buds.
Oh, yeah. I was hoping you wouldn't know the name of it. I thought you'd know what they are, but you might not remember what it's called. Second item. Again, I think that you will get this one.
Oh! Oh, that just got me. That made me jump.
I didn't think it's going to make you jump.
Oh. Well, it's either blue tack or it's Play-Doh, but I'm going to go with... Because Play-Doh, I feel like it'll be more, like, falling apart more easily. I think it's blue tack.
It's blue tack. Okay, now close third item. And I recommend you do it on the table.
Okay, I'm a little worried about this one. Because Lorraine had to go off into the kitchen to prepare it. It's not alive, is it, Lorraine?
It's not, is it? No, I wouldn't put a live thing in there. What, kept alive in my bag the whole time I've been here and put it out after a few hours?
It's a pineapple. Oh. Pineapple ring.
How did you guess? Can you smell it?
No, I actually can just tell straight away.
I actually thought that'd be a lot harder. It is a pineapple ring. Do you eat them a lot?
Not particularly. I knew straight away as soon as I touched it.
I thought that'd be the hardest one.
I'm really surprised that I did really well in that one because I was actually expecting to struggle on the touch one.
And you actually got all 3 of them and I only got 1. So at the minute I'm losing and Chloe's winning.
But the next challenge is the hearing one where we selected 2 sounds each from YouTube of an animal. They have to be animal sounds.
But I'm not convinced that I'll get this because I've struggled just even picking 2 for Chloe to do, so I don't know what to expect.
So I'm going to play the noise now.
I actually have no idea at all. I'm going to guess it's some type of bird squawking.
It's actually a badger.
Is it?
A screaming badger. Play the next sound now.
Is it a buffalo?
It's not a buffalo, it's a moose. That was hard though. I don't think I'm going to do well on this. I really don't.
Well, one of my animals is quite easy.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now I'm going to play some South Chloe.
Well, straight away, I think it sounds like a cow, but that'd be too obvious. Ooh. I'm going to have to say cow. I feel like it's really too obvious, though.
No, it's a red stag.
Oh, I wouldn't have got that.
That's what's rude, that your one was a red stag.
It just sounds, yeah, really similar.
That's why I picked an animal a bit like it. Okay, this one, can't for life of me remember which video I played. I do hope this is it. I'm scared it's got a woman talking, because I remember playing one and someone starts talking about the animal and then you hear
oh,
it.
No, yeah.
And if that happens, you'll know what it is.
Well, I think it's some kind of rodent.
This is the one I think you'll get.
I'm going to say mouse.
Oh, so close. Hamster.
Oh.
And I thought you'd get it because you've had lots of hamsters in the past.
I have had hamsters.
You haven't had a mouse.
No, mouse is first thing that came to my head, but we both failed on that one. That one was hard, though.
I did say to Chloe that I really struggled picking though, because what I wanted to do, I wanted to do a platypus.
Oh, that would have been really
But
hard.
I didn't know what they sound like, and
no,
I wasn't too sure
clue.
Whether the noise was accurate or not.
We are now going on to the smell challenge, and I've got my first item. We both chose food, didn't we?
Yeah, two foods. You won't put it too close to my nose, though.
No, it's near you.
Is it already there?
Yeah.
Awful, really can't see nothing. So I just sniff?
Yeah, it might help.
Are you sure there's something there? I can't smell anything.
Yeah, but it doesn't have a very strong smell, to be honest. It smelled stronger when it was in the container.
I can't smell anything. No, I got no clue. I'll just say cheese spread.
It is a type of spread, but it's chocolate spread.
Oh, really?
Yeah, chocolate spread.
I would have thought that I would have a smell.
I know. When it was in the container, I could really get the chocolate, but now it's on the spoon.
Is it Nutella?
Yeah.
Really? I expected that to have a stronger chocolate smell.
I know, me too.
I can smell nothing.
Or watch it, though, Lorraine. Be careful.
What,
be
is
careful.
It something that can fall on
Yeah,
one,
oh,
something.
I've caught it.
Oh, God. Is it peanut butter?
No, it's honey.
Oh, I couldn't really say though, I've never had honey. Next I got Chloe's two smells.
The smell is what I think I'm going to be the worst with, because I suffer from allergies. So if I get this, I will be very surprised.
Okay, I'll do the one that I think you might not get, because I don't know what the smell is like myself.
Okay, I can smell something, but I have no idea what it is. I think it smells sweet, but some kind of sweet.
Are you saying sweets?
Yeah, sweets.
It's fruit. It's melon. This is one I think you'll get, because I actually think this has got a really, really strong smell. And I wasn't sure whether to bring it because I thought the smell was quite strong. But saying that, I don't know.
Can you smell, something? Here. Yeah, I can smell something.
I think this has got a really, really strong one.
Oh, it is strong.
It's just whether you know what it is. I can smell it from here.
I didn't have a clue.
My dad would get this.
To me, it smells like medication or something.
It's a food, I assure you. It's not medicine.
Oh, I'll have to give up.
It's those purple violet sweets.
Oh, for some reason, after you said my dad would get it, the first that came to my head was licorice for some reason.
Oh,
I was
no.
going to say licorice.
It doesn't smell like licorice.
No.
My dad's favourite sweets are, yeah, licorice is one of them, but he loves these purple violets. If you're not familiar, they're like those little love heart sweets that have the messages on, and they have that kind of sugary smell because they're all like sugar.
That was really hard. We both failed there.
I can't make a comeback because I haven't won anything yet.
Now, with the site one, we struggled to find something to do for it. We did try looking for blurred photos, but they were either far too easy or really weird. Yeah, really weird. And so instead, I've selected just a random picture online and I've shrunk the image. And now I'm going to stand a few steps away from Lorraine and see if she can get sort of the images. So I hope you can still hear me in a minute.
Is it a guinea pig?
Yes. Was it too easy?
It kind of was a bit easy, and I have terrible vision.
This is the smallest I can shrink it as well.
Is that carrots?
Yeah. Okay, Lorraine got both of them right. It might have been a bit too easy.
It was a bit easy. If I could get it, it was too easy. Now I'm going to do two images for Chloe. Mine are slightly smaller than the ones Chloe showed me because I'm actually showing her them on my phone from a distance. And I've managed to get a bit smaller. But Chloe has perfect eyesight and I wear glasses, so I think it's only fair.
You ready for this?
Yeah. Oh my god, Lorraine! Slightly smaller! Well, it's white. Is it a llama?
No. Shall I make it a bit bigger?
Yeah. Is it a washing machine?
No. It's a bucket.
Oh, that is really hard.
Bit easier, this one.
It's still very, very small. Is it a van? Is it a poodle?
Yes, yeah, poodle.
That was a lot harder, smaller. I should have done you smaller, really.
Although, but technically, I won that round.
Yeah, you did.
Who would have thought I'd win on vision? That's the round I would say I would do the worst in and you'd do the best in. Overall, Chloe has won because you've won two rounds.
Yeah.
And I only won one.
In the next episode, we're going to be discussing the Love Yourself Answer album.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Do You Know BTS?
We will be back with another episode soon.
In the meantime, you can check out our media at Do You Know BTS Podcast on Instagram and Do You Know BTS Pod on Twitter.
If you wanted to support us further, it would mean a lot if you joined our Patreon.
See you next time.